Queensland's Parliament resumes today after taking a break for the Commonwealth Games, and its expected controversial land clearing legislation will be introduced for debate. The Palaszczuk government seeking to tighten laws that were relaxed under the LNP Newman government, but they've been criticised for rushing the changes. Farm groups are opposed. Green groups say the changes should go further, and in a surprise move, a government statutory authority says protection should be increased to improve Queensland's rivers and water. George Roberts reports.
With little time left, Queensland farmers have turned to a slick marketing campaign to get their point across.
Our land and our animals, they're who we are.
But the Queensland government made an election commitment to wind back laws that were loosened under Campbell Newman's government. Wilderness Society analysis of government figures puts the level of clearing at the equivalent of a football stadium every 3 minutes. Farmers dispute the way those figures are derived and portrayed.
A lot of this stuff that they're saying on television about football fields cleared, it's just not the truth.
The bill, which faced a rushed committee and consultation process, is expected to be back before Parliament for debate as early as today. But South Queensland Water, a government authority, requested that the protections given to Great Barrier Reef waterways be extended throughout southeast Queensland. In its submission, SEQ Waters said,
"The protection of vegetation is critical to improving the health of the catchment."
SEQ Water is spending $10 million on revegetation over the next financial year, but
SEQ Water requests consideration of similar protections proposed in Great Barrier Reef catchments to apply in southeast Queensland to ensure the quality of our source water and health of Moreton Bay.
Professor Stuart Bunn is the director of the Australian Rivers Institute at Griffith University.
One of the big challenges we face in southeast Queensland is that, you know, a large part of the stream and channel network that ultimately provides the water into our drinking water supplies are in poor condition. About half of the 48,000 kilometres of stream channels in southeast Queensland are in poor condition.
He says that protecting remnant vegetation is the answer.
And investing in restoring vegetation is a really key strategy to improve the health of Moreton Bay, but importantly also to safeguard our water security.
The Wilderness Society's Queensland campaign manager is Gemma Plesman.
Well, it's fantastic to see that the bill will now protect all riverbank in Great Barrier Reef catchment with a buffer of 50 metres. So while this is a fantastic extension, what we're asking for is protection of all rivers and watercourses right across the state.
Professor Bunn says that also helps mitigate major flooding that Queensland's known for.
If catchments lose their resilience to these sorts of flood events, people lose their valuable farmland, and we've seen in southeast Queensland and how much it actually costs farmers for the loss of productive land simply because it's being eroded away.
Griffith University's Professor Stuart Bunn ending George Roberts's report.